You know, the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before on the program, we were talking about the loss of Paul Carey.
Yes.
In the broadcast booth. And we were also talking about how the ground was broken the other day for the new municipal development that's going to go in on the site of the old Tiger Stadium. And I said that it was silly to me that people were arguing over it being AstroTurf or a blend or natural grass there at that area of where Tiger Stadium was. And I said, you know, it's better, in my opinion, to have something being built there that will be good for the community, good for Corktown, good for Detroit, good for the youth in the community. And it turns out I'm poking around on Facebook, and I have a nephew who is a freelance sports writer in Detroit. His name is Dave Hoag. He's written, he writes a blog. He does a lot of online work, but he's worked for AP. He's worked for Fox Sports Detroit. And he posted something on his Facebook page, and I thought that I would just read that if that's okay with you. Is that all right?
I think so. Fire away.
All right. Yep. If your idea of saving Detroit includes protecting an empty field from being developed for use by inner city kids, I'm sorry for your great loss today. Personally, I want Michigan and Trumbull to be more than just a place of old memories. The Willie Horton Field of Dreams will let kids make their own memories there. Is that a perfect solution? Of course not. This is Detroit. We haven't done much well since Cadillac got here, much less perfectly. But it could be a step in the right direction. A place to make lives better for the kids who have to suffer with a dysfunctional school system in a bankrupt city. None of the memories will change. It is still the place where every Tiger from Ty Cobb to Brad Ausmus played. I've written about the history. I've written about the preservation efforts. I went down there during an ALCS to interview people who had come to the site to run the bases before watching the game on TV. And I went back on the 100th anniversary of the first game to interview the people that came there to celebrate. It's the stadium where I saw Willie Horton hit home runs, and it's even where I covered my first several hundred Tigers games. None of that changes. At some point this summer, when they tear down the ruins of the Brewster Recreation Center near I-75 and Mack, it won't change the fact that Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Emmanuel Stewart all learned to fight there. No one protests about that. No one complains that they won't get to mow the grass. A lot of old baseball stadiums are parking lots or apartment buildings. Tiger Stadium will still be somewhere that baseball is played. Organized baseball that could help a kid develop the skills that help him get to a college scholarship, or maybe a few games in the minor leagues. To me, that's pretty close to perfect.
I would agree 100%.
I couldn't say it any better.
No, I don't think anybody could say it any better. I love the thought. I love the sentiment. And I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's something great going into a location,
yes,
of sports history, as we talked about it the other day with the Tigers and with the Detroit Lions, and entertainment history with concerts. And instead of being the barren field that it has become in Corktown, it's going to be something that is used by the community, by the young people. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not in the least. And I love the thought about organized baseball.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely correct, too. But you don't know what star or stars are going to come out of there.
You never
know. And maybe play for the Tigers someday.
You never know who might be coming out of there. Mike's back with a look at how the Tigers did in sports. We've also got more with that. Chicken Man brought to you by KFC of Marquette. And your gorgeous Weather Eye weather forecast details for this weekend all coming up. It is the Sunny Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning. It is 8:38. Be back with more.